Hey guys, we're here at the first ever Keystone Comic Con. We're having an office reunion here, and none other than Brian Bumgarten here. We need Kevin here, right?
Yeah, it's been really fun to get back together with a lot of our old my old friends who are on the show. Everybody's got busy schedules, and it's hard for us to get together. But so it's really fun to be back here in Pennsylvania,
yes,
the home
where
of
it all began.
Be exactly together. It's been really fun.
Now, have you actually been to the actual Scranton? I know most of it was filmed in L.A., but...
It was filmed in L.A., but all of us, you know, I think all of us went back at least once. We did a big convention there right at the end of this, kind of celebrating the end of the show. Yeah, I've been a number of times and always came into Philly, actually, to get there. So I've been here as many times, too.
I've been there also. I took a picture in front of this, Welcome to Scranton sign they had at the mall. So what's your opinion of the town compared to how it's depicted on the office?
I love it. I think we were perfect for each other. We were, an underdog, ragtag band of misfits. And I think Scranton's gotten a bad rap, but... you know, it's funny, as the show became more popular, that was the election in, I don't know, like 12 or 8. Yeah. Suddenly everybody was from Scranton. Biden's Scranton and Hillary Scranton, and everyone's saying Scranton, right. Pennsylvania. And it was like, oh, well, that's interesting. Maybe we've all move forward. I don't know. I think the town did as much for us, yeah, as we did for them.
That's awesome. Now, being on The Office, did you draw any kind of inspiration from any past work experience working in an office?
You know, I came straight from theater, pretty much, so I didn't do a ton of office work, but I did work in between theater jobs for a while as a paralegal, which is mind-numbingly boring work if you're a low-level paralegal in a big law firm. So, yes, I had some experience.
Now, did you go out for the part of Kevin, or did you go out for something else, and how hard was the audition process?
Actually, I went out for the role of Stanley originally,
really? Okay.
And I knew that if I was going to get cast, it would be as Kevin. So I went in and I auditioned for Stanley as though I was auditioning for Kevin.
Oh.
And luckily it worked, and they had the idea, and they said, hey, maybe you should come back and read some stuff for Kevin. So, yeah.
As Kevin's definitely one of the most lovable characters, I think, on The Office. What do you think makes him so lovable?
I think his... I think his childlike wonder.
Now, was there any kind of inspiration for the voice of Kevin?
No, it just kind of came.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it just kind of came.
Now, who are you the closest to on the set, do you think?
We're all close. We have a variety of, we play fantasy football. So me and Rain and John Krasinski,
oh, wow,
you know, every year, I think we're on year 14 or 12 or I don't know. So we just had our draft. So we get together. Oscar and Angela and I get together. They don't play fantasy football, but we get together for dinner, you know, once every couple months.
Yeah,
and
so
we have a good time.
So all the friendship we saw on the set, on the screen, was actually real.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how hard did it being such close friends was it when Steve Carell left?
It was devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. You know, Oscar was talking about it yesterday. You know, it was very difficult when the show ended and we were all going apart. But when Steve left, it was, you know, equally as difficult a couple of years before, because, you know, none of us were known before that, and including Steve, but we all sort of grew up together, and you know, obviously with 40-year-old Virgin stuff, he became a huge star. But it was pretty amazing, just sort of the emotionality and how much we'd all gone through in those 7 years before.
So no actual reboot. I know there's been rumors of a reboot, but
there's rumors.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
we hear you're coming back. You're coming back to the Goldbergs for another episode. Can you tell us anything about that?
I know nothing about it, but I think I'm going to start working on the Goldbergs this week. Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Right, thanks so much.
If you don't mind, can you say your name and you're listening to Below the Belt Show?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, this is Brian Baumgartner, Kevin, listening to Below the Belt Show.
Can you do the voice?
No.
No, that's fine.
All right. Thanks so much.